Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Vaba Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel. We got up to Chav Beis, Amud Beis, at the Tashma, towards the bottom of the Amud. Seven lines off the bottom. We had a double machlokes between Rabba and Rabba. Number one, Simon Ha'asilu Doris. An item was lost and it has an identifying sign on it. It has a simon, but it's going to be trampled. It's been dropped right in the midst of the traffic and the owner doesn't necessarily expect it to hang on. And, you know, the question is whether he expects it back. Rabba says, no way. Rabba says, well, yes way. Perhaps, he's hoping perhaps the first fellow who notices the animal immediately lift it up. And the simon will be identifiable. It's not going to be trampled. It's not going to be decimated. That's one shot. Number two, regarding makim. So, can makim, can location, where the, you know, where the item was found, can that be used as a means of contacting the owner? The way Rashi learns makim, was speaking that the item does not really have a simon, other than the fact that you know you found it at this very specific location in private territory, in Rosh Hashayach, private domain, not a high traffic area. So according to Rabba, makim is not sufficient. You can't, you know, use that as a way to contact the owner. Whereas Rabba says, yeah, you could, you know, you could say, you can call out and say, I found an item in this, you know, in this location, and have the potential owner come forward and educate us in terms of what he thinks you found, and if in fact he, you know, if it turns out that he's right, then he's the owner. So that's another shaila. Is makim going to be used as a means of identifying an owner? Rabba says no. Rabba says yes. Here comes a whole piece of Gemara all the way through the Amud till the bottom. It's an in-depth discussion trying to figure out how Rabba learns the Mishnayis and Rabba learns the Mishnayis based on their respective Shitais, whether or not Simon Ha'asur L'Doris is considered a Simon, and whether Mokim is a Simon as well. Tosfos actually learns that the potential owner will have to inform us as to the location. He's going to tell us where we found it, and that's a way of showing, expressing, you know, ownership. So it's a different approach than Rashi. Okay, in any case, let's move on. Toshma, we're going to have a raya from a Mishnah. A brisa. Krichos b'rishus harabim. So krichos are the small-sized, you know, grain bundles. You find it in the street, keep it. Has no simon. Harei elu shalai. B'rishus ha-yachid. You find it in a low-traffic area, b'rishus ha-yachid. Noitil umachos. Pick it up and call it out. Try to find the owner. These are small bundles. V'ha'alumois. What about large-sized bundles? Bein b'rishus harabim. Ubein b'rishus ha'yachad. Whether you found it there or here, you must return it. You must endeavor to find the owner. Noitil umachos. That's the price. Again, krichos, small-sized bundles. B'rishus harabim, it's yours. Rishus Hayachid, Hashabbos Aveda is required. Aluma is large sized bundles. Either way, Noitel Umachos. Rabba Hechem Metaretzla, Verava Hechem Metaretzla. Now we'll see how Rabba and Rabba both will endeavor to explain this brisa. Let's try to interpret the brisa based on his approach and based on his approach. Okay, Rabba Metaretz Ultame. Rabba will explain this brisa according to his approach. B'siman. The item had a siman. Okay? V'rava mitaris l'tamei v'makim. Whereas Rava says that the way to find the owner in these situations is only through the way of makim. Okay? We'll see. Let's elaborate on that now. Rava mitaris l'tamei b'siman. Rava learns that the item had a siman. Now let's see the brisa again, based on that. Krichos b'shus rabim harei lo shaloi. You find the bundles with a simon in the street, keep it. It's a simon ha'asur l'doris. It's not going to last it too long. The owner is not expecting you to find the siman. Mishum de midrasa. Right? It's going to be trampled. So it's irrelevant. But Rishus HaYachid, you find it in Rishus HaYachid, where it's not going to be trampled, there the siman has value. Noitelu machrus. You pick it up and you find the owner. Delo midrasa. There's no trampling there. Okay, so far so good. Continues the brisa of alumis, large, super-sized bundles. In that case, it's very different. It's not going to be trampled regardless. It's big. Right? Bein b'shus harabim, ubein b'shus hayachar, whoever you find it, noit lo machar, let's go and try to find the owner. Why? It's not a simana asir l'dareis. Kivon de gvion, since it's tall, it's high, it's big, why midrasa? It's not easily trampled upon. That's Rabba's approach. Again, the item had a simana. If it's a mini bundle, Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be trampled. It's worthless. Rishus HaYachid, it constitutes a siman. Aluma is large bundles, wherever it is, the siman has value. The Rava Metaret Litame, Rava takes his approach to explain the Braisa. B'makam, the means of identifying the owner is through makam, location. Let's go to the Braisa again. Krichoitz, Rishus HaRabim, small bundles in the street, keep it. You know why? Harel Shaloi, Dimin Shatfa, because even though you found it at this and this location, it doesn't mean it was dropped there. It's kicked around by people. So the makim has been obliterated, right? But in a private area, there, find the owner. It's not going to be kicked around there. So the makim can be used as a means of identification. Valuma is large bundles. Wherever you find them. You know why? Given the akir, since they're heavy, they're not going to be kicked around. Beautiful. Okay, Toshma, here comes another discussion regarding the aloch of Kikroi Shal Nachtam. You find a bread baked by a loaf of bread baked by a local baker, not a homemade loaf of bread. So we presume there's no way to identify its owner, the customer who owned that bread, right? Because he didn't personally make it. Harei Shalom, you can keep it. Ha Shabalabais. But if it's a homemade loaf of bread, which can be clearly identified, right? Chayv l'achris, there you have to give it back. Why? Shel balabais my time, and why is it different? Kivan the isbu siman, since the owner can be identified. The may the idea everybody knows rift of the inish, a person's personal loaf of bread, the inish, you can tell who made it. And therefore, v'loishna rishas harabim, v'loishna rishas hayachal, whoever you find it, it doesn't matter. You take it and look for the owner. Alma siman ha'asul daris, have a siman. Apparently, even this type of siman on an item sitting in the street, which is going to be easily trampled, the owner hopes to get it back. It constitutes siman. That's a raya to Rava. But to you, to the Rava, it's going to be a kashan Rava. Amalach Rava's Rava says like this. No. Ha'asul man time. By bread, it's very different. By food in the street, nobody's going to trample it. Mishum de'ein ma'avirin. Ma'avirin means you pass over it. You're not allowed to. Just ignore it and walk by. Ein ma'avirin ala ichlan. Right? You find this loaf of bread, you don't just walk by and kick it. So, we hope somebody will pick it up. It's not going to be trampled. It's not considered a siman ha'asel adaris. And therefore, the siman has value. Can be used to identify its owner, and you chayv la'achris. What about goyim? We're just going to trample on it. They have another reason why they avoid this loaf of bread, because they're concerned that perhaps somebody did sorcery, some sort of kishuv, with this loaf of bread, which will ensnare the fellow who picks it up. So they keep away. They play it safe. So it's going to be safe, secure, not going to be trampled upon. What about animals, dogs? They're going to step all over it. But Asrud L'Shchichi B'Heim V'Klovim, we're speaking about a place that doesn't have these things. Says the Malema Ketanoi, perhaps this discussion between Rabbi and Rava is really a Machlekes Tanoi. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Kol Davar She'eif Ba'Yishina, there's something abnormal with this item, Chayev L'Hachros. You have to go find the owner. Ketzad, give me an example. Matzah Igul B'Sech Hecheres, you find a string of figs with a piece of pottery tucked in there. Kikor B'Sech Hemois, a loaf of bread with some coins inside. It's considered a simon. That's only Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Apparently, there's an opposing view in the Mishnah. This is the first Mishnah El Metzias. Tanakama doesn't make any reference to these items as things which have to be returned. You can keep them. Why? Why? How are we going to explain the machlekes? Again, we have coins and a bread. Rabbi Yehuda says, go find the owner. It's considered a siman. Tanakama disagrees. Now, Savrua, now we piece together all the pieces of the puzzle. Savrua, the Bnei HaYeshiva, presented this presentation. They figured, the kuli amos siman habama elav hamesiman. Whether it's Tanakama or Bida Ho, they both hold. They both agree. That even this type of siman, which can theoretically have just happened on its own. You know, a coin could have fallen to the bread, right? But we don't view it that way. We say, well, it was done deliberately. The owner put it in there as a siman. So that's a given. It was a deliberate siman. It was intentional. Okay? So that's a fact. Number one. Number two. Umavirna lo'ichlan. Bullshit this whole that you're allowed to just walk by, you know, the bread, you don't have to pick it up. Okay. So what's the machlekes about? Tanakhama says, keep it. Rabbi Yehuda says, return it. My love, let's assume, the simon, ha'asil, the erskavifli. Machlekes is, like Rabbi and Rava. A simon which is going to be trampled, like a simon on something sitting in the street. Ma'ar savalei have a simon. Tanakhama says, it's not a simon, just keep it. The owner is not expecting it back, he gave up on it. Umar savahav a simon. Rabbi Yehuda says, it is a simon, even though it's asil, daris. Treat it as a siman and return it. So we see it's a machlekes tanoim. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. No. Isa gadaitach. If you're going to tell me. How could you even fathom? Because savar tanakama siman ha'asil daris le'ev a siman. Uma birna lo'ichlam. Tanakama holds that a trampled upon siman is not valid. And we let it just pass through the food, not pick it up. That's the case. How do we understand the next halacha of the Mishnah? Kikrei shel bal habayis. Homemade bread. Bishus rab ma'amai machras. If sitting in the street, how are you going to find the owner? True, it's a siman. True, it's identifiable. But it's siman asal adoris because people are not going to care for the bread. They're just going to step on it and the siman will be erased. Ela mar zvid mishved rabba. So Rav Zvid comes and says like this. He's quoting Rabba. The kuli almosav. Simon asul adaris have a simon. All agree whether it's Tanakam or Abida. Trampled simon is a simon. Uma bina loichan, fine. So what's the machlekes about? V'achav simon abo elav kamifli. You see your notion, your previous notion that all agree a simon ha'asim abo me'elav, a simon which can't theoretically have just come about on its own, is treated as a simon. That's not so simple. That's the machlekes. It's not a given. That's the point of contention. Tanakama Savar, he holds Simon Abam Elf, Leiv, a Simon. If there's any chance that it could just dropped in there on its own, it's not a Simon. And the owner knows that. The owner knows that. Even if, you know what, even if he put it in, he knows that people just assume the coin dropped into the bread, they're not going to look for him. For Abida Savar, have a Simon, Abida says, no. If there's any chance that it was put there deliberately, you have to treat it as a Simon. And you have to return it. So that will be Rava's way of explaining the Machlekes. Again, Simon Osladaris is a Simon. Because Rava, it's Rava speaking, right? He holds it's a Simon. The Machlekes revolves around Simon haba me'elav. Rabba amalach. Rabba will take a different approach to the mission. In view of his opinion, the kuliyam all shittas in this mission hold Simon ha'asul adaris lo yav a simon. It's not a simon like his shita, right? Ve'ein mavir na lo'ichlam. And you're not meant to step over food, right? Just pick it up. You can't just leave it there. So what's the machlekes about? Va'acha b'simon haba me'elav kamifliki. Like we said before, Machlekes is regarding this self-happening siman. Tanakama Savar lo have a siman. Don't treat it as a siman. Rabbi says, yeah, Rabbi Savar have a siman. Ikad Amri. Now, there's a totally different version of this whole discussion. Again, we have a bread with some coins. We have an eagle with cheres, which is a siman of a meilab. It could have happened on its own. It could have, right? Tanakama says, keep it. Rabbi says, return. There's another version of how to explain this machlik. Savrua, we figured the kuli alma simon abam elav have a simon. This type of simon constitutes a simon. With simon osladars, we have a simon. And generally speaking, if it's something which I can be trampled upon, the owner is not expecting it back. My love, so what's the machlik is about? Here we're speaking about a simon on food. Is one allowed to just leave the food there as he's walking by the street, or does he have to pick it up? The mar sava mavirin. Masava imavir. Tanakama says, there's no chiv to pick up the bread. You just walk by it, so eventually it's going to get trampled and the simon is going to be lost. That's why it's called a simon also the dores. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eimar Beir Halacha, not allowed to just ignore food lying on the road. So eventually you're going to pick it up. It's going to be picked up right away. It's not going to be trampled upon. That's why it's a siman. But something which is trampled is not a siman. That's Rabba speaking, right? Omar Rav Zvid, the Rabba, so Rav Zvid responds in the name of Rabba. No. Isak Adaitach, Savar Tanakama. Siman Hasl Adaris Lav Siman. If you're going to propose that according to Tanakama, a siman Hasl Adaris is not a siman, Uma Virna Lo'ichan, and you're allowed to just leave the food lying on the street. So then it's going to be trampled, right? Kikur Shabbal Abayis, Bishas Rabba Mai Machris. This is similar to what he asked before. A homemade loaf of bread sitting in the street, why do you have to return it? It's going to be trampled, and a trampled siman is worthless. Ella Amar Rav Zvid Shei the Rava, rather Rav Zvid quotes Rava. The Kuliyam all agree, in this mission all agree. The Kuliyam Savri siman Asla Doris Havi siman. That's Rava Shita. Umavir Loichlan. Right? Even if you allow to step on food, but the fact is, it's a siman. Machlekes revolves around that first question. A self-made siman. Do we treat it as such or not? The Tanakama suffer a siman abameil. Well, you have a siman. You have to treat it as a siman. Rabbi the suffer it is. Have a siman. For Rabbi responds. Rabbi is the one who holds that siman. Lidoris is not a siman. He says like this. The kuliyam all agree siman as lidoris is not a siman. Have a siman. Ve'im aver noichan. Not meant to leave food on the street. So bottom line, it's not going to be trampled. That's why it can't theoretically serve as a siman. So what's the machleg? So we hear the siman abameil of gemitzlagi. A self-made siman, meaning a siman that can't theoretically have just happened on its own, without intention. Tana kama savar, it's nothing. Siman of a meilav, lo have a siman, so you don't have to return it. Rabbi the savar, have a siman. Okay, so pretty much we're dealing with several questions. Mavira lo ichlan, or not mavira lo ichlan. Siman asa meilav, is a siman or not? Siman asa ledar, is a siman or not? Malkam is a, basically all these pieces of the puzzle, and we're sort of trying to piece it together to explain the mission. Bottom line is, Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Rava. So first of all, Klol Davita. What's the general rule? How? What's considered an expression of Yush? We speak so much about Yush. How does Yush take place? Kivan de Amar, once the owner gets up and says, look, I'm sorry for my lost item, I'm not going to get it. Vai, woe to me, vai lo, vai li, vai lei, chasaron kis. Ah, what a pity, I lost that item. It's gone, it's over. Miyayish, let me know, that's an expression of Yush and giving up hope. V'amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei Rava, Hilchasa, we conclude on this whole discussion as follows. Kriyachayit, Shesarab, you have these small bundles found in the street. Harei L'Shaloi, you can keep it. Why? Because the owner gives up. But if it's in a private area, either Nefila, if it was just dropped, Harei L'Shaloi, you can keep it. Either Chanocha, if you know it was placed there deliberately, no, it's Lamachas. You have to return it to the owner. And this whole discussion is pertaining to something without a siman. So, how are you going to find the owner? If it's in Shusay Yochid, the answer is using the Mokaim system, trying to figure out the location. The owner, either you will announce the location as Rashi's Pshat or Tesis Pshat, that the owner will inform you as to where you found it. That only pertains to Shusay Yochid, because there, rest assured, it was picked up where it was dropped. But in the street, it was tossed around, so makam is irrelevant. Okay, that's good. But if the item has a siman, has an identifying sign, so this is, again, in the name of Rabba. So here, it's very different. Wherever you find it, whether you found it in the street or not, whether it was placed or dropped, doesn't matter. Because even if it's a siman ha'asil dares, even if it's going to be trampled, the owner expects it not to be trampled, and therefore chayv lachris. Machrei the shel dagim, you find a string of fish, you keep it. It has no siman. Why doesn't it have a siman? Amai lahavi kesher siman, it was tied, and you know what, the owner can come and identify his knot, his type of knot. Bekitra the tzaida, speaking about a standard, you know, fisherman knot, which is just a generic knot. The kuli amach mekatrilu, everybody ties it this way, so it's not going to serve as a siman. V'lavi minyan siman. What about the number of fish on that string? I can tell you, 16 fish. Rinyana the shoven, again, it's a standard number, you know, a dozen fish, which everybody, you know, everybody packages it that way, so it's not going to serve to identify the owner. Boim min name Rav Sheshes. So the following question, was asked of Rav Sheshes. Minyan have a simon or they have a simon? Right? Let's say there's a unique number, not a standard generic number. Can that be used as a simon? Can the owner come and identify his item by giving us a number? Amalu Rav Sheshes, sure. Tani Suah, we have a brisa. Matzah, Klei Chesed, Klei Nechoshes, Klishon Shel Ever, V'chol Klei Matchos. We found silver, you know, vessels, copper vessels, pieces of ever, of lead, all types of metal, iron, steel things. Harez El Yach, so you can't return it. Achi Iten Ois. Either the owner gives you some sort of sign, Oi, Achi Chav Mishkel Oisav, or he tells you the weight. It weighs 6.5 pounds. Then you know it's his. Okay, now, Umay the Mishkel Av Simon. Once we learn that weight can be used to identify the item and the owner, Mida Umini Nav Yav Simon. Likewise, the size, the measurement, and the number can be used as a simon. So the answer is yes. The Mishnah says, V'chaticha Shal Basar, cuts of meat. You can just keep it. It's not something which is identifiable. Amai, why not? They have a mishkal is simon. We just concluded that weight can be used to identify its owner. The mishkal is shoven, again, it's a standard package, 1 pound, and everybody has 1 pounders. There's nothing unique about it. But to have a chaticha guf a simon, what about the type of cut? Let that serve to identify its owner if he comes and identifies the cut of meat, like the dafka, the atma, whether it's from the neck or from the spleen. So isn't that enough? Midoy tanya. Haven't we learned that once the owner comes and presents that information, that's an indication of ownership? He finds pieces of fish or a piece of fish that was bitten into. So that's can serve as a simon, and you have to return it. Chavi yeshal yain, yeshal shemen, yeshal tvo, yeshal groigroi, yeshal zeisim. You find barrels filled with wine, oil, grain, dried figs, olives. You can keep that. Harei l'shalo, you can keep that. We'll see in a minute why. But in any case, getting back to the fish, apparently there's a way to identify pieces of fish. So why not the same by the cuts of meat? Hachab ma'eskinan, says the Gemara here, it's very different because the piece of fish was cut very uniquely. You can identify the cut and the way it was cut uniquely. It's not your standard cut of fish. Right? It was sliced very uniquely. Like we find the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, when he used to send a meat delivery with a goyish messenger, so in order to ensure that it wasn't exchanged or flipped, so he would cut it in a very unique way. He would slice it with a triangle form, as in the diagram in Rashi. This way, you know, his wife at home knows that he sent it. So that's a unique way of cutting something. And apparently that's what the Bryce is speaking about, and requires you to return the fish cut in such fashion. But if it's just a standard, generic cut, it doesn't show anything. I'll prove to you, in fact, that when the Bryce requires you to return a piece of fish, it doesn't mean just a generic cut. It means something uniquely sliced, because the brisa puts together in the case of chatichas dog with dog noshech. Dog noshech is a piece of fish that has a bite mark. It's pretty unique. So we assume this other slice of fish discussed in the brisa is also uniquely cut. Shmamima. But otherwise, it's not identifiable. You can just keep it. Amarma, let's go back to the second part of the brisa. Chavi, shal yain, right? Vishal shemen, vishal tvo, vishal gregoris, vishal zeisim, keep it. Gzuntayt, arelu shaloi. What do you mean? Look at the Mishnah. Vanantana, we have a Mishnah coming up soon. You find barrels of wine and oil, you have to find its owner. You have to find the owner. Amarav Ziram Arav, it depends what type of barrel. Closed, sealed, or open. Masnisin Barashim. Rashi explains that first they used to fill the barrels and seal it, properly seal it some type of tit, some type of cement, or whatever, they used to seal it shut, okay? So that the barrel retained the wine retained its aroma, everything's gavaldi. Now, prior to the wine selling season, Rashi says, we may Shvat or Nisan, so the winemakers, the private winemakers, would start preparing to sell their stock to the store owners, to the retailers. So they used to take a bunch, open them up, sample them, then reseal them. That's called roishim. And then eventually they would, you know, sell it retailers. Now, not everybody would do this roishim thing. Not everybody would reseal it. Some people would just leave it open and, sell it right away. You know, so when the Mishnah says that you have to return the kadiyain, etc., was speaking that it was resealed. And that can serve as a siman because it was something unique and unusual. Right? It wasn't something everybody did. So when you come forth and say it was sealed, that shows ownership. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Maslisin Barosh. Says the Gemara, okay, so Machlal the Brais of Pasuach. So apparently the Brais which allows you to keep the barrels is speaking about open barrels. Mamash open. Uncovered, even Pasuach, but it's open, and it's exposed to the elements, and to the creatures, and to the snakes, then Aveda Benasi. Why does the Brais even have to tell us that it's yours? I mean, it's just a willful neglect. I mean, obviously, it's just hefker, right? You're not interested in retaining it, right? Omar Pesha, no, we don't mean mamash exposed, but matzif. He put a little cap on it, but he didn't seal it. So on the one hand, it's protected from the elements, but on the other hand, it's not a siman. Because apparently that's like the standard way to do it. So it's not a siman. It doesn't show uniqueness or identity. There's another way to explain the discrepancy between the Mishnah, which says you have to return these barrels to the owners, whereas the Braisa says you can keep it. Both are speaking that it was resealed. The Likash answers like this. Kan koidem shniftcho itzris. When the Mishnah says you have to return these resealed items, we're speaking before they started accessing their sellers, meaning it's still early in the season and very, very few people are tampering with their wines. So yeah, when you find a barrel that's been tampered and sampled at this early point in the season, it can serve as a siman to identify its owner. Kan, whereas the Mishnah says that you can keep it, was speaking late in the season. Lachar shniftcho oitzris, where the storehouses have already been opened and accessed, and it's pretty much a pretty common thing to have these type of barrels. So the owner cannot claim ownership by just identifying it as such. Kihod Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, we find the story regarding Rav Yaakov Ashka Chavisa Dacham Lachar shniftcho oitzris. He found the barrel at this late stage in the season. Also come with Abai, so he approached Abai. Amalei, he says, keep it. Zil shkol nafshach, keep it. Boy menei Rav Bevi v'Rav Nachum. So Rav Bevi asked Rav Nachum, mokim av a simon olav a simon. Can location be used as a simon or not? This is similar to a discussion we had earlier between Rav and Rava. Amalei, he says, tanisua, we have a Mishnah. Motza chavi shal yayin, shal shemen, shal tvua, shal groigro, shal zeisim. You keep it. Arish aloi, that's the price. V'yisakadai, the mokim av a simon, if having the owner that identify the location where you found the item is sufficient to prove ownership, why doesn't he use that to find the owner? Amrav Zvidach, my skin was sitting in Raksat Nahara, on the riverbank, where all the ships unload their barrels, where, claiming Mokim there doesn't mean much because everybody knows there are barrels there. Amrav Mori, my time. Amrav Bonon, Raksa, then I hardly have a simon. Oh, why? Why can't this location be incorporated into the Mokim simon? Damrin Alem, because we tell the fellow who's claiming ownership by having pinpointed the location of the find as having been at the riverbank. We tell him, look, there's nothing unique about the riverbank. Sure, you guessed it, because that's where the barrels are being unloaded all the time. You know what, even if you're right, you lost one there, but maybe just as you lost one at the riverbank, somebody else lost theirs there as well, because it's a place where the barrels are commonly found. There's another version of this explanation, why Mokim cannot be employed as a simon at this place. Amarav, Mori, my time, Amarabon Mokim love a simon. Why can't Mokim use a simon in this case? Because we respond to this claimer, to this alleged owner. Just as you dropped your barrel in this specific location on the riverbank, and here, even though he gave a very specific location, that's what's being added in the second version here. Even if the owner comes and pinpoints, look, you found my barrel in this and this spot. But just as you have dropped a barrel there, so then, maybe your friend also dropped a barrel right there. Basically, it's such a place with so many barrels that it doesn't mean much. Continues the Gemara. We have another story. A fellow found tar, which has no simon. Zephas has no simon. He found it in the oil, press area. Also, he came to Rav. He says, keep it. Chazi davakum achasim. So Rav noticed that this petitioner was hesitant. Amar, as he says, you don't believe me that it's good, it's yours. Zil plagli l'chia brimina. You know what? You can split it with my son Chia. If you don't want it, he'll take it. So basically, yeah. Leima kasava Rav, mokam lava simon. So does that mean that Rav holds that location cannot be used as a simon? Because again, the item didn't really have an identifying sign on it, but perhaps it can be identified by way of the location that it was, you know, found. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean that Rav disregards Mokim. But here it was different. Amar Abba Meshum Yush Balab Nogabo. Rav has strong indication that the owner actually gave up on it. The Chazah, because he noticed the Kadchi Bechilfi, there was stuff growing on it, maybe mold or whatever. Basically, this thing was sitting here for a long, long time, and certainly the owner already gave up on it, and therefore it's free for all to take. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, this is the end of the Mishnah, back in the beginning of the Perek, that kol klei an purya ein chayav lahachros. If it's klei an purya, don't worry about returning it. What does that mean? Mayan purya. Omer v'dem ha-shmol kelim chadoshim. A brand new, you know, pot, right? Shaloi savasan ayin, whose owner hadn't had the chance to yet study it and identify with it. So he's not really going to recognize it. And therefore, there's no point in trying to find the owner. And that's why it's called Anpurya. As she says, Anpurya is nutrikan. It's a joint word. Ein, poi, ri'ya. There's no ri'ya, meaning he hadn't really taken notice. He hasn't really visually, you know, connected to this item. Says the Gemara, one second. Why at all are we speaking about, you know, visually identifying things? Hey, Chidami, what happened here? Id is bus simon if the kli has some sort of tag on it, a name, a simon, something, making it unique, then kilos of asana ayin mayhabi. So even if its owner hasn't yet studied it, who cares? He can use a simon as a, you know, a big scratch on the left side. That's enough to identify it. Id les bus simon, if it has no simon, then what good is visual familiarity with the item? That's not enough. It's not a simon. Kis of asana ayin mayhavi. That's not a simon, right? If it has no simon, so kis of asana ayin mayhavi. Even if it's an old pot whose owner is fully familiar with it, who cares? It has no simon to identify the owner. Loyal of lesbos simon. You're right. We're speaking that there is no standard simon. So practically, you don't really have a way of identifying its owner. But nafkimin laduri l'tzurim rabbon b'tivus eina. There's one exception. A talmid chacham is going to be trusted if he were to claim that he's familiar with this item. Yeah, this is my good trusty pot. So even though that's all he can say, he doesn't have a simon. We trust him. So now we have to know whether this is a, you know, well-used utensil which he will identify, so you have to hold on to it for him, or perhaps it's a brand new pot or a thing that he can't really call it his own, he doesn't really recognize it, and therefore in that case you can just keep it. So that's the point of the mission. Savasana ayin, if we know that its owner can potentially identify it by way of sviyasa ayin, just familiarity, visual familiarity, kimle begavayu. So then we assume that this chacham, you know, is really identifying his item and he's recognizing it. Madrin Lehm, we give it back to him if he claims it as his. He loves of us an item, but if it's a fresh utensil, which didn't really allow its owner to become, you know, familiar with it. Loi Kimlu Gavayu said at this point we don't assume that he can identify it. Loi Madrin Lehm, we don't return it to him. Right? So even if the fellow is claiming it as his, but we take a look at it and we say, look, is it a new thing or is it a used thing? Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that the Chachamim are careful to only say the truth, only speak fully emes, but there are three exceptions where deviating is mutter for various reasons of derech eretz, etc., but maseches. So let's say Mr. Curious comes and asks him, have you learned this and this Masechta? How many times have you learned Shas? So you can just sort of, you know, avoid the question and sort of deny his, you know, the fact that he learned it, just as an expression of humility. With Purya, Rashi says, Well, he's been asked whether he spent time with his wife. That's not something you discuss. They ask, this guest who was hosted by this person. He said, listen, is this fellow a good host? And the point is that it's not fair for the guest to divulge that information, lest he attract more guests, which is not fair to the host. So bottom line is, pertaining to everything, you speak the truth, but sometimes a slight bending of the truth is required to maintain anava, the racheret, tznius. So what's the point of mentioning this? I mean, how does that come into the sugi? What's the point? It pertains to the halacha that we just learned in the Mishnah. Right? That ladur le'avid tebetvius eina. If you find an avedos, it doesn't really have a clear, obvious siman. And this fellow, this halachacham, is claiming it as his. Simply by eye recognition, right? So do we trust him or not? It depends. How much of an ish emes is he? How much of a man of integrity is he known to be? If we know him as an honest person, he has a track record of emes, dulimishani, elabahanitlas, that he'll never speak a false word except for these things. So then he's a trustworthy person, but we give him back the item, which he's claiming as his. But if we know that he's not careful with other things as well regarding the MS, then we can't necessarily trust him regarding Hashavas Aveda as well. Okay, let's review today's daf. We discussed Ashayla of Mokim Havasiman. We discussed Siman Asaladuris, Ein Mavir Allah Eichlan. The Gemara Paskin like Rava, Malkim can be used as a Siman, and likewise, Siman Asaladuris. We explained that Mishkal can be used as a Siman. We explained that a unique form of slicing meat or fish can be used as a simon to identify its owner. We discussed when we return barrels, when and where, and the chiddush about an item without a simon but is claimed by a Talmud Chacham as his. So if he's a man of integrity, it should be returned to him. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabba.